The last TIF committee meeting, we had a discussion about the Button Building. Obviously, that's been a topic of great debate over the last several years and what to do with it. We believe it needs to be stabilized. Really, there's no conversation around demolition on it for us. So first things first, you can visibly see the damage and repairs needed to the roof. So we're trying to identify how do we need to move forward on that, knowing that there's probably two phases to the project.
The only other question I have, and I don't know what you can say or say about it, I was looking at some of the properties in downtown Toledo that the future is important. Has there been discussions on one of the, when I look at the Button Building in downtown Toledo, the other building that comes to mind that's a monstrosity is the old junior high building. Has there been talk about that or what the future that's going to be?
There's been discussions, preliminary discussions on what could this be reused as. You know, certainly a high school is not going to be moving back in there. Could it be, there's been senior living facilities, other, you know, living units that have been developed out of old high schools if you look around the state. Or could it be adapted for some other type of education purposes? So we've been exploring all that, and we've had a couple people come forward saying that they could be interested in it, but obviously that's it's a bigger project 3-4 years down the road that it's not a quick and easy one by any means.
Have you, the property owner, been involved in those discussions yet or not?
Yep, no, they've been right there along with us. I don't know how much I want to really get into that one. I'm trying to figure out how to word that one adequately.
They've been involved in some of the discussions.
Yeah, no, that's they've been there. The property owners have been in contact with us with several other properties that they own, and you know, this one's definitely one that they understand needs to be in better hands for years to come, and so they're being very diligent in who that would be so it doesn't just fall into disrepair and neglect in the future.